would like to get this out there into the world before it takes place. The Holy Spirit of God very, very early this morning was talking to me about advanced technology that was coming. And he was talking about the power of the mind and the mind's eye and of this advanced technology. And I said, "My Lord, are you talking about virtual reality? How people put on glasses and they can enter into a reality?" And he says, "This is obsolete technology. It is in nowhere in the place of the advanced technology that is coming that will hit this world." And I said, "All right, my Lord, what is it?" He said, "It is about the power of the mind and the eye working together. They will be all, everything is connected to the mind, to the thought waves of your brain. Your brain is compared to a computer, that it can download more knowledge than you can believe. That once the entire mind has been enlightened, the mind will become very, very powerful weapon indeed. But this advanced technology that is coming will connect the mind to the eye. To enter into a room, to change the image of the room that I revealed to you not too long ago about, you could sit there and change the room by thinking it." And I said, "Yes." He said, "It will be so quick, in a twinkle of an eye, that if you enter into a room, you will not have to say what you want the image of the room to be. To change the image, you do not have to say, 'I would like to change this image of this room into a heavenly realm full of angels, that I'm dwelling in a heavenly place.' You will only think a thing, and it will call things into being." And I said, "We certainly know that everything the enemy is doing is to duplicate, to copy, to mock the things of God. So for them to have this technology has to already have been somewhere." And he said, "Indeed, it was in the heavens, that their worlds that they created through their own imagination, they were realities. And that's what made them believe they were gods. You know also that God will give his saints that ability. When you are ruling, reigning with Christ for 1,000 years, and even in the new heaven, you will receive power because you will be like Christ. You will be as a God, a God-like. Because the world, the people of the world cannot see God. He is a spirit. So when you saw Christ, those that saw Christ saw God." That's what Christ said. He said, "If you see me, you have seen the Father." So therefore, that's where it comes in to Jesus saying that even in your own Psalms, it says that you are God's. Because of the gifts that God will bestow upon us. And these gifts are advanced technology of the power of calling things into being, the power of the mind, the power of looking at something. But the mind will think it first, because that's where the power comes from, is within the thinking. And then you open your mouth and you call things into being. But the Holy Spirit revealed to me that the advanced technology that is coming is not about you calling things into being. It's about the power of the imagination. He said they will create a link to the mind and to the eye. And I said, "I remember back in the day, many years ago, you warned me of a thing called the lens." And he said, "This is true, but the technology that is coming is not about glasses. It is not about a contact lens. It is about connecting the links between the mind and the eye, that if you think it, then It will appear before you. This is the advanced technology. He said right now it is in process. And there will be trials and error, but in enough of time, man will come up with this amazing technology that the systems of the beast are not big old large metal objects, something that you've got to put on, something that is already connecting you through the system of the beast, and I believe that is the mark of the beast, that it will be a chip in your forehead. Because you see, there's a, I cannot say that word, but I know you know what I'm talking about. There is a gland between, it's in your forehead. And the Egyptians had knowledge of that gland that it being opened up was a third eye. But they certainly are close to what the Holy Spirit of God has revealed to me in this advanced technology that is coming. Because it's all about the power of the mind. You see, women use a certain side of the brain and men use the other side of the brain, but the technology is coming that everyone will use the entire mind, and that's where we come into dangerous weapons, because you become a deadly weapon. Your mind becomes a deadly weapon, that you have to be careful that your own mind doesn't, in the heat of the moment, destroy your loved ones. But what I have seen through the Holy Spirit of God and through visions and dreams, they will. Because I've seen it time and time again. He has actually showed me the beginning of creation and how it all started out good. It was all good. Everything God created and made was good. But when God gave man a free will, and through advanced technology and through the powers of the mind and the imagination, and through the weakness of his very own flesh, in enough of time, man destroyed himself. And we see that now. And I used to believe it was because of lack of knowledge. And I would even say that to the Holy Spirit. Is it through ignorance that violence and war enters in? And he said, no, my friend. We used to believe this, that it was through ignorance. But then God gave man wisdom and knowledge. And even through much knowledge, drove man deeper into the darkness of this world, into the darkness within his own mind. And I said, so why do you keep doing it? Why do you keep creating? And you certainly are the beginning and the end, and you know the end of all things, and you've seen it time and time again. And the Holy Spirit's answer has always been the same every time I ask that question. Why not, my friend? God is an eternal being, and as an eternal being, he continues to give birth. Because as a spirit, they only know pain, suffering, death, growing old. The pleasures of anything is only through a body. Therefore, that's why the Father has many mansions in heaven. And I said, I saw, not, this is how I talk to the Holy Spirit. I said, it reminds me of that movie, that Avatar, to where this man is somewhere connected, and in this reality, he's free in that reality, and the Holy Spirit said, you're not wrong in your thinking, but it is not what you believe it to be, because the technology that is coming is so far advanced than that. It is almost as if it is your nature, not an equipment, not you connected to a system. But that is what's coming. It will seem like you, children were born, and they will be. I said, oh, Lord, they're going to get the little children. He said, they will get those that are in the womb, my friend. And while they are in the womb, they will already prepare them to have that technology. It will be a nature to them. And I said, how sad. How sad. Man's advanced technology won't even leave the innocent ones alone, will they, church? We see that even in the garden when the serpent went in there. Adam and his wife had no knowledge of good nor evil. They were childlike. They were innocent, but he went after them. Because you see, through advanced technology, I will be able to enter into a room. This is what I saw in a vision very early this morning. I saw myself in the vision, entered into the room. I didn't have to say anything to the room, But the room was already connected to my mind. And it was the power of my mind. You see, the power of my mind brought the imagination. But my eye, listen to me, church, my eye was what brought forth the illusion. They both were working together. And I said to the Holy Spirit of God this morning, what is deceived, my Lord? Is it the mind that is being deceived or the eye that is being deceived? He said it is both, because they both will work together to bring about strong delusions. You were warned in 2 Thessalonians of the strong delusions that are coming, where men will be caught up within his own strong delusions, that he will love that reality more than the reality that he is in. Because we all want to escape this reality. We all do, church. Come on now, you know I'm telling you the truth. And if any time you couldn't find pleasure in another reality, that you wouldn't take it. See, the Holy Spirit, he always asks me those questions. He does, because he'll say to me, and that's what he said to me this morning, my friend, if you could escape the reality that you were in into another reality. I said, my Lord, a reality of me in a holy place with angels around me. He said, through advanced technology, you can have the desires of your heart. That is the power of the mind in this technology that is coming. You see, we are going to become so far advanced in technology that we won't really do anything. We're caught up in a dream state, in a vision. God is an eternal being, and he certainly has the power of his spiritual mind to call things into being. We know that. The Word went out there and accomplished what he sent it out there to do. Now, the Word is spirit. It's not flesh and blood, but it became flesh and blood. But the Word is spirit. So even God, through the power of the spirit of his mind, can call things into being, because he is God. And he lives within that reality of his creation. If he has heaven and heavens of heavens, I promise you that God has prepared himself a body in all those heavens. And whatever those heavens may be connected to through worlds, read Hebrews 1 and 3. He framed those worlds. By faith, those worlds were created. Hebrews 11 and 3. So we know that God created other worlds. And we know in Revelation 21, there are 12 gates. Where are those 12 gateways going? Oh man, those gateways are amazing. They're gates that lead into, step out into other worlds. And God has guardians of those gates to guard what enters in through those gates from those other worlds, dimensions. There is just, God is no end to God. Church, the sky is a mirror. So what is in the heavens is our image, the image of us. We're only looking through the mirror. We're looking through the glass darkly, waiting to be transformed into that image. But I believe that mirror should come with a warning, warning us of what happened to them. Because we know there's war in heaven. We know that they rebelled against the light, and those that were created to have pipes within them to make music, the anointed cherubs that wings covered God, that were in his holy presence, that were made priests, and he made them rulers, and God blessed them with beauty. And even Ezekiel 28, when it talks about that anointed cherub and how he defiled his sanctuary by the brightness of his own glory, that we have to say that they're us. They're what we're going to be. We're being transformed into that light. We're actually taking their places in the New Jerusalem. I ask the Holy Spirit, how many times, my Lord, have you created and destroyed? He said, I have destroyed the earth more than the heavens. And you will know that by Peter when it says the heavens were of old, but the earth has been destroyed more than once. We know that. And that's why the serpent is of old, because he did not come from the earth. He came from the heavens. So it definitely make you think. But my thinking is this, and this is what I'm trying to get the Holy Spirit to tell me what happens to us in that new Jerusalem. Because we know if God's going to continue to keep creating this over and over again, we know there's no night there. We know there's no death, but there is something outside that gate that defileth, because we know that it says that nothing that defiles will enter in. And the Holy Spirit said, well, there is the throne of God and the Lamb. So they will definitely go into the judgment, because the city cannot be corrupted, the New Jerusalem, because it is the Lamb and God. So you see, you will be under a new dispensation. I said of time? No, not time as you know it, because time is the illusion. In the new heaven and the new earth, it is not about the imagination now. It is about seasons. And this is the time of fruitfulness and plenty. And I said, yeah, but I'm seeing it starting back over and over again. He said, but remember, the lake of fire is a reminder to all of those in the heaven and the earth of the swift judgment that God will bring upon those that rebel against him and against his light. He said, remember, there was light and they rebelled against that light. You know, in the end, there is light. And those that rebel against that light, God will take swift actions against them. I said, well, I'm excited about going into the new heaven and the new earth to be with my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, and to be what I should have always been before the fall of Adam. It's all about restoration with God. But this definitely revealed to God more about our spirits, because we were born into this world in a fallen state. We didn't know the luxuries of paradise and eating of the trees. And all we had to do was keep paradise and obey the will of God. We know what it's like to suffer. But I'm telling you the truth, church, and you better hear me now. This advanced technology that is coming, mankind will truly be saying these words that I'm going to tell you. Who needs God? We don't have need of him. We can have everything we want. We can have heaven here on the earth. We can escape our destiny, this reality, by entering into and creating our own realities. And church, those realities are real. If it can deceive the mind, then you believe it. I'm telling you, church, I know I try to explain this to you, but you just can't see it the way that I've seen it, because I've been in those realities. The Holy Spirit of God has taken me in them. And things you can touch, you can feel it. This reality touches you. This reality, because it's about making you one with your mind, the imagination. Just think. With my mind, I don't have to flip a switch. I don't have to put on any glasses that Apple created or anything else, because it will all be connected, the mind and the eye, that as soon as I enter into a room, any room in my house, that room will be what I immediately thought it to be. It can be paradise. It can be anything. I mean anything, church. I have seen it. I've even been caught up in that reality to where I cut my finger, and then when I came out of the reality, my finger was cut, and I said, oh, come on now. That's dangerous, Holy Spirit. He said, but that's the power of the mind. If you die in this dream state, you have died within your own reality. Because that's the danger of the deception of the mind and the eye. That's where we're going, church. Now, this was what I saw very early this morning by the... Oh, it's some knowledge to be desired. I am telling you, and I shared it with my son first, and he always loves to hear the new technology that the Holy Spirit of God reveals to me. It is definitely a world of imagination. And we know even in Genesis chapter 6, those fallen sons of God was teaching men in the land of Nod how to use the power of the mind. You know how we believe that they were showing them how to build weapons and to be masters of music and art and all kinds of metal? Because I thought that too. I did. And I told the Holy Spirit, oh, they were showing them how to create and to build. And the Holy Spirit said, you have missed it, my friend. They did not work. It wasn't about work. Now, you're talking about far advanced beings. And you already know that technology is going to take you to a place to where man will no longer work again. It's the power of the mind. Now, if these fallen beings have this advanced technology, and you know they do, I have revealed it to you time and time again, then you know this. Those beings weren't melting down gold, silver, iron. They were creators. They brought forth these things, music instruments, makeup for women, all of these things they did by the power of their imagination, not by the works of their own hands. That's why Babylon was built for a tower to reach heaven. It's all built by the power of the mind. Church, you look at those pyramids over there. You look at them pyramids and tell me men laid those heavy stones. Come on now. The power of the mind is going to be something else. It really is. The power of the mind. It is just something. Everything the Holy Spirit shows me, it is just amazing. Because, you see, they're always trying to escape this reality. See, when they came here and it was darkness, when they fell here and it was darkness, the Holy Spirit said there was no time. There was nothing here. And I said, no, it's because it was empty and it was void and darkness upon the face of the deep. The Holy Spirit, this is true. This is the Word of God. But I am trying to cause you to see into the future, my friend. You have to go beyond your own human thinking. Now, this is what he told me. To everyone, it was empty and void. Until God said, let there be light. And as soon as there was light, there was time. Revelation 10 tells us that time is no longer, because time is the illusion. As long as time is here, then we are under the illusion of that time. That's why he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Because he's saying, I am the beginning of this reality, this illusion, this strong delusion, and I am the end of this strong delusion. And when time is no longer, that's the end of this program. It ends, but it's not the end of you. You see, you thought it's going to be the end of you, and it wasn't. I won't say anymore. I hear the Holy Spirit of God warning me not to go beyond that point, and I won't. Because, church, I could tell you some stuff that will blow your mind on what the things that the Holy Spirit of God has revealed to me about this advanced technology. And my son is so amazed. He said, I cannot believe the things the Holy Spirit of God reveals to you. And I said, yeah. And he takes me in a vision, too. And I get to go into it and see it for what it really is. I'm just standing there. Just standing, and they never see me in the visions. I'm just standing there with the Holy Spirit, just looking at all this amazing advanced technology, and I'm looking at everything. A square room, anything can be transformed by the power of the mind. You can alter it as if you have power over time and the laws of nature. To form it into any form, it'll take it. Now that's some stuff right there. That's some stuff right there. Water, even water. Oh my God. Okay, Holy Spirit. What I have seen with just water alone, the illusion of water will literally blow your mind. It really will. But what they'll be able to do, is something else. So the fallen beings weren't teaching man how to work. That's the last thing they want to do. They didn't want to work. It's all about showing man that he doesn't have to labor, because God put that curse on Adam that he would work all the days of his life and to the sweat of his face. And that's why Jesus had to drop the blood on the ground, his blood on the ground, to break that curse off of Adam, that we can enter into the rest of God. Now, that's another one right there. I tell you, church, you don't know what you're missing in this Word of God. That Word of God is amazing. It is living words. And that's the truth. Oh, it's amazing. The things my little mind knows that the Holy Spirit continues to fill my cup with such amazing wonders that is beyond anything I have ever seen or ever known in my life. And I thank God I'm on his side. Amen. I'm glad he's on my side. Amen. Well, church, you have a blessed Mother's Day. And I love you dearly. And I thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you today in Jesus Christ's most holy name. Let us have a blessed and victorious day today in our faith. You see, even though, man, I could even go into faith, do you not know the things the Holy Spirit of God has revealed to me, even faith. We know faith is a spirit, but faith, God gave us all a measure of faith. Now, he's saying, I gave you enough. Enough that the smallest level of faith can move mountains. What could you do if that seed grew? Think about that right there. Think about the seed of faith growing. You got to water it with the Word of God. If you want it to grow, you got to put some water on it. And it's got to be planted in good soil. And you got to tend to it every day as the keeper of your garden. Amen. Think on these things, church. I got so much to tell you. It's just amazing what the Holy Spirit of God is doing. Have a blessed day, church, and know that I love you. You are always on my heart and in my prayers. Have a blessed and victorious day today, my dear precious friends. Keep me in your prayers, church.